This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, another good reason to watch your weight. Experts think obesity has likely contributed to a common but potentially fatal condition called acute pancreatitis, or inflammation of the pancreas. I talked about this with Dr. Christian Mayorga with Parkland Hospital System and UT Southwestern Medical Center. What exactly is the pancreas and how important is it?
The pancreas sits in the mid-upper abdomen towards the back, behind the stomach. And it serves a very important function, not only in digestion, but also processing or metabolism of glucose, a vital substance for life. It produces enzymes that break down the nutrients that we consume in our diets. And it also produces insulin, which, as we know, plays a vital role in how the body processes sugars.
So what is it that causes pancreatitis?
Inflammation of the pancreas is essentially what pancreatitis is. The majority of cases in the United States are caused by alcohol and gallstones.
As I understand it, the gallstones play a role in this relationship with obesity.
Yes. We've known for a long time that obesity is a risk factor for the development of gallstones. It probably has to do with the amount of fat or cholesterol that is in the bile, which is what is stored in the gallbladder. The higher the concentration of cholesterol in the bile, the higher the likelihood that gallstones will form in the gallbladder. And if you have gallstones, these gallstones travel down the bile ducts, which are the tubes that drain bile into the small intestine. And sometimes these gallstones can cause blockages, which can cause obstruction and can set up for a bout of acute pancreatitis.
There are numerous causes, too, for pancreatitis, not just obesity.
There's other more rare causes, certain medications, smoking, increased levels of fat in the blood, or hypertriglyceridemia is another risk factor for acute pancreatitis.
Just how serious is pancreatitis?
The majority of cases of acute pancreatitis are mild and very seldomly have any complications related to it. However, 15 to 20% of those cases go on to develop a severe form of acute pancreatitis, which can be deadly.
Can pancreatitis be cured or treated?
Once the wheels are set in motion of the development of acute pancreatitis, it's just a matter of the inflammation resolving itself. Now, obviously, treatment is first geared at treating the underlying cause. So, for instance, if a patient develops acute pancreatitis because of gallstones, sometimes these gallstones are causing a blockage there, and we have special procedures that we do in gastroenterology that are aimed at removing that gallstone, removing that blockage, which allows for appropriate flow of the problem that's causing the pancreatitis, and that will help with the resolution.
So this is not something that could be resolved really through a pill, prescription, that kind of thing?
No. These are discrete acute attacks that can happen really to anyone, but we have to be very aware of the risk factors. Certain people are increased risk.
Who's most likely to develop pancreatitis?
Patients that have history of alcohol abuse. We were talking about obesity, so that's certainly a recognized risk factor, not only for the development of acute pancreatitis, but also if you get acute pancreatitis, you're more likely to develop the more severe form of that pancreatitis. Smokers, those are probably the most common ones.
Can you prevent pancreatitis?
Pancreatitis is prevented by, again, treating the underlying risk factors.
So don't smoke, don't drink.
Don't smoke.
For starters.
Don't drink. Again, because gallstones is one of the more common causes, if somebody has had one episode or even two episodes of pancreatitis related to gallstones and it has been determined that that was the definitive cause, then taking out the gallbladder is indicated to prevent the development of further gallstone.
What are symptoms to watch for?
Classic symptoms of acute pancreatitis are abdominal pain, specifically related to where the pancreas is located in the body, so the upper mid-abdomen, pain that is worsened by eating or drinking. Nausea, vomiting, sometimes patients can have fevers because this is an inflammatory condition, chills, feeling weak, tired.
But that sounds like you could mistake that for any of a number of things.
But the severity of the pain is something that is pretty unique to pancreatitis.
Dr. Mayorga, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.